from what I understand, you have a completely different take on hunting. Can you talk about that?
Yeah. Getting back to that thing of finding my people, I first got into it reading the Colorado Outdoors magazine, you know, because, I mean, how do I learn? And Field and Stream. And after a while, they just kind of started to give me icky taste in my mouth. I just wasn't connecting with it, the culture of it.
Why?
You look at commercials and it's all so aggressive. And there's so much posturing. And tear it up and like big tires spraying mud and like rock and roll music and and, you know. And for me, it's slow motion. It's so quiet. You can hear your own blood in your head pulsing. And, you know, if I were to describe a commercial around it, it would probably have like solo piano in the background, and there wouldn't be a darn rad thing about it. It would be very, very personal and like inward and undramatic, you know? And it's not all about the toys and the equipment and the guns and the trucks and the four-wheelers and the big charismatic animals that we're going to go kill and eat, though I do like to kill and eat, you know, but I wouldn't use that language at all. Being a part of Artemis has become like this entree into this larger national and international conversation that's happening right now, especially with COVID and the empty shelves and people having time in their life to grow a garden for the first time, and the seeds were running out and the shelves were empty, and I've just discovered so many different conversations where people got really hungry, and I don't mean like literally hungry. They were just really hungry for a more profound connection with all that stuff that we see outside. You look at a cell, and when we were in the fourth grade, we learned about like the mitochondria and like all these different little parts that are inside the cell. Why look at this planet like that? And we are little tiny parts on this cell. And when I started viewing the world like that, stuff like depression and melancholy, it didn't even mean anything anymore, because I have so many ways to be engaged that I don't have time to sit around and be depressed. I get stimulated and so infused with hope and possibility and potential and like just the latent energy and everything all the time when I'm out there.
How does hunting and actually taking an animal's life, how does that fit in to your philosophy?
I've been studying Buddhism since I was 25. And in all these years of studying and working with different teachers, I came across shadow work. And it's this premise that, you know, in our culture, we limit emotions to like sad, mad, happy, you know, which is such a reduction of the human experience. And we're not allowed to be angry. It's not socially acceptable to be angry. So we get to be what? Sad, but it's not cool. And then happy. We're supposed to be happy all the time. And I think it's so important to totally get in touch with sadness, totally get in touch with discomfort, totally get in touch with pain. And so when I'm hunting, I always like, I get out of my truck and my first few steps into the woods, I feel a little bit of shame, especially if I have blaze on. I don't want other people to judge me because of the heavy load around that color. It's a safety thing. We have to do it. It's legally we have to. But when I first start out, I feel a little bit of shame. I feel a little self-conscious. I feel a little guilty that my goal is to go kill something. The part of killing, and I appreciate it in Artemis where we say killing. We're not dispatching. We're not harvesting, you know.
Harvesting the resource.
Yeah. We're killing. we're predators and we're going to take the life of something else. And I always cry, always. And again, that kind of the guilt and the shame come in. And I remind myself that this is about sustenance and that it's not just for me. It's for my daughter. It's for family. It's for friends. And this magnificent creature, in going out there in pursuit of this and so much more, this thing here is going to make my life so rich when I get back home because of processing it with friends, cooking it with friends. It becomes Christmas dinner or a gift when I go to someone's house, and it leads to so many different conversations.